We are able to look at trend data, and so over the last 10 years, we've seen smoking cigarettes has significantly decreased, actually, from 61% to 41%. And so I think that's a great testament to the work that's going on in schools with anti-tobacco programs, other laws that our state have developed, and just the idea that it is not maybe a cool thing to do anymore. And so that was good news, I think, for the youth in our state. Also, drinking alcohol has decreased from 50% to 37%. And so that was also really good news to see as well. And again, it's a credit to, I think, a lot of the school programs and the focus that communities are putting on decreasing those rates.
50 to 37%, that is significant,
yeah,
isn't it? Under that umbrella of drinking, does that include binge drinking as well?
Yeah, and so binge drinking is defined by the CDC as 5 or more drinks on one occasion in the past 30 days, and that actually also decreased from 37 to 24%, and so that was really good news to see as well.
Well, there are some troubling issues here. Mm-hmm. One of them, that one of the headline grabbers is distracted driving, texting
right.
and driving, basically. 56%, up 6 points from 2 years ago. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, those are really significant numbers and kind of shocking, actually, to see that large of a number of students or our youth are texting or emailing while driving, and particularly using cell phones in the car while driving. And so it does lead to distraction, and we know that there are a lot of accidents and sometimes fatal accidents that are totally preventable as a result of that distracted driving. So we do have some work to do in that area. And again, I think what it does show is that when we put a focus on risky behaviors, we see it in the smoking, we see it in alcohol use, and now we should move into distracted driving. But it's also adults need to sort of, we need to role model for students appropriate driving methods as well. And so it is something that we'll take a big look at and make sure that we're putting a little bit of focus on trying to decrease that number over time.
And absolutely. I mean, distracted driving is not limited to the realm of teenagers.
No. I mean, you see it all the time, and I know that a lot of cities actually have created ordinances now. Maybe over time we'll see a decrease in adults and students actually engaging in distracted driving, but it is something that, you know, with those types of numbers that we really should pay attention to.
Yep. Okay, bullying is another sore spot. Bullying here means what? In what forms?
Well, it's both. So there are a couple questions. Bullying about physical bullying or face-to-face bullying, but also moving into the area of cyberbullying. And we know cyberbullying is a huge issue, particularly because it can take place anytime, 24/7. It's on Facebook and texting and, you know, all the electronic media that we're all exposed to. But a lot of cyberbullying occurs as well. And again, I think there are some good programs in schools now. They're paying attention. We actually have a new administrative rule for schools on the type of anti-bully policy that they have to have. Previously, the Board of Public Ed basically had a rule that said schools must have a policy. Over this last year, we've actually fleshed that out a bit and said the policy must include these common definitions, they must have procedures, they must be clear, and we've developed a model policy for schools as well if they want to adopt it that fits that new rule. There's a place on our website called Bully Free Montana where we do have that policy. We also put a lot of information on there for students and for families if they feel their child is being bullied or if their child is a bully, about the appropriate kind of measures and where they can go for help.
Given that we hear so much about bullying and that all too frequently we know that bullying leads to some of these just insane acts of school mm-hmm. violence, are you surprised that it continues like this, or is that just a part of, as they say, growing up?
Well, you know, I don't think we should sort of accept it as just a part of growing up. It is something I think that is much more pervasive than it's been in the past, particularly as a result of cyberbullying and those types of instances of, you know, things can happen at 11 p.m. at night on Facebook, and it then follows the student back into school on the next day. And so things that are happening outside of school are certainly having impacts during the school day, and it's a new area for schools to have to deal with. You know, before I think that we could have a focus on things that were actually going on during the school day, but this follows them 24/7. And there's just a lot of work we need to do, and we kind of see the results of that. And yes, it can lead to really bad results and violence that happens. And so we want to make sure that we do as much as possible to learn about how to interrupt that behavior, to make sure that students have access and are able to tell people, tell an adult about what's happening in the school if they're being bullied, and just make sure that those processes and procedures are lined out very clearly and available for both students and their families.
And these students were asked a few other interesting questions. One of them focused on dating violence.
Right.
That means what, rape or what?
Well, no, I mean, dating violence would just mean somebody that you're dating and forced to do something you don't want to do or don't feel comfortable doing. And again, it is those types of, you know, relationships that we should be having open and honest conversations with students about. If you don't feel like you want to do something, you don't have to do that. And I think that's the other big thing to come out of this youth risk behavior survey. It does say adults need to start having conversations with students from everything from dating violence down to bullying to cigarette use. And we can't shy away from those types of conversations, and we need to be really open and honest with them.
And I would ask Ms. Juno about how we compare nationally, but the data is not really available.
Yeah, so we'll have that data about how we compare nationally next summer. They are still putting it together at the national level, but that's always interesting to see, too, about where we compare with everybody else as well.
And you've already addressed this fundamentally, but so what then, if anything, can you and your colleagues do to get it through to these students that things like distracted driving, continued bullying, that sort of stuff, just isn't going to fly? What's the process?
Well, I mean, one thing that we would, you know, we had a budget proposal during this last legislative session to increase funding for traffic education or driver's ed in schools. Those costs have skyrocketed over the last few years, and most of the cost now is being borne by families and having to pay upwards of like $400 for their student to take that class.
Wow.
And that's really the class where these types of discussions can really occur about texting and driving, the dangers of using your cell phone, of being distracted, and really the rules of the road and just being able to focus on those areas. And the legislature, unfortunately, did not fund that increase. We'll probably take that request back to them, but it is a place in school with a licensed and trained professional that allows students to have those conversations and to learn the rules of the road and know that that's not appropriate. And so those are the types of things that when we look at this data, we're able to take back to the policymakers and the lawmakers and really have a good discussion about where we need to move in the state.
Yeah, but that's 2 years from now, going back to the legislature.
And so in the meantime, I mean, what we will do is we'll distribute this data, we'll talk with schools about it, and like I said before, what we've seen with the decrease in cigarette smoking is just a lot of good school programs that talk with youth, that students organize themselves and take on a campaign and start talking about those issues. And so similar things can happen as a result of this distracted driving data as well.
There's always hope out there for improvement.
Always. You know, it's always a mixed bag when we see the youth risk behavior survey, but there was some really positive trends that we're able to see and celebrate and to learn about areas that we need to put a little bit more focus.
Montana School Superintendent Denise Juno, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Edward.